All right, we're going to call the Park and Rec Commission meeting to order at 6:34.
And a half.
Are we ready for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a substitute secretary tonight, Ms. Morgan. Can you do a roll call, please?
R. Stone?
Present.
Am I supposed to give first name? Or no? Haha, I remember. Commissioner Barlow?
Present.
Commissioner Schrober?
Present.
Commissioner Plaikas?
Present.
Commissioner Carver?
Present.
Commissioner Matheson? Present. Absent is Commissioners Chase, Commissioners Hillman, and Commissioners Beaupre.
Excellent. Okay, alterations to the agenda. I'd like to propose a couple. I'd like to, under unfinished business, because we did start talking about this a couple meetings ago, I'd like to add an F, program / facility fees. Do I have to make a motion to add it, or can we just add it?
Yes, you have to make
it. I'd like to make a motion to add, under 10, add 10F, program / facility fees.
Seconded.
Well, then, motion
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Carver.
Thank you.
Carver. Second.
Okay, and I'd
what
like.
What was the title? Program fees?
Program / facility fees.
Yeah.
And then I'd like to add another one, G, community center.
Second, Commissioner Carver.
All in favor? Any discussion?
What was it again?
Just community center, G. Yeah, 10G.
And there will be no more.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion passed. All right, that's good. Okay, remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public? Remarks from the public. To consider and act on a motion to approve the special meeting minutes of October 9th, 2024.
I make a motion we accept the minutes.
Second, Commissioner Carver.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Aye. Okay. We're cooking. Recreation Director's Report for November 2024.
Okay, we got this thing working now. So the trick or trunk obviously went very well, as some of you were there. Another huge crowd, a lot of great comments. And I heard one from a citizen, and I didn't know their name. They said they had been to two others in the area, and ours was by far the best one. So I said, well, great. Which ones were they? I won't mention them here, but so that was good to hear. The third bullet down, the discharge basketball court, the bid opening will be December 10th now and not the 4th. That will show up in the paper tomorrow, according to the finance department. Basketball started last night, and then again tomorrow night and Friday night. With the evaluation clinics, we have a huge turnout for third and fourth grade boys. We've got 43 kids, which is 12 kids and one more team than we had last year. The girls were still struggling with, although we have more girls third and fourth this year, but fewer 7th and 8th grade right now. And, of course, they're still doing their tryouts for tile, but we only have 3 girls right now for 7th and 8th grade. So we had to combine 5 through 8 last year in order to have some teams. There's also 3 travel teams now in town that are pulling from our numbers as well. There are 2 boys and 1 girls team. There's a 5th grade, an 8th grade boys, and a 6th, 7th grade girls team. And they're still calling me, asking me for gym time, which right now I don't have.
Do those kids allowed to play both rec and travel?
Yep.
Do they?
Some of them do, yeah. Not very many. Mostly the boys will. The girls, I think it's a 7th grade team for the girls, now that I think about it. Steve Danowitz was kind of running that show last year, and they practiced at Oakdale right after school, which didn't impact us at all. So that takes, I think he had 9 players on the team, so there's 9 of the best players that don't play for us. But some of them do. But for the most part, they just play there. And volleyball also started. They're going again tonight. They started, well, now they have to start at 7 o'clock. The high school cheerleaders are in tile until 7 o'clock now instead of 6:30, so they'll go 7 to 9, and they'll continue to do that until cheerleading is over, whatever that happens to be. The parade's December 8th, which is in a couple of weeks. We have, just off the top of my head, I want to say we have 13 or 14 units in the parade already, which is a good number. The one thing that has been added this year is the music directors at the middle school and the high school want to use this room from 3:30 to 4:30 to have practice the Christmas carols with the general public. They'll have the sheet music with the words and whatnot. They'll practice. Everybody leaves. They watch the parade, and then they'll sing as they always have. It's usually just a chorus, but they'll sing in front of the tree prior to us lighting it up. So, and he's going to even provide some refreshments. He's getting me a flyer that I'm going to be able to send out to all the schools in their electronic backpack, and then we'll post it as well as soon as he gets that done. So we're kind of excited for that. And our dance program will also be performing from 4:30 to 5 at the entrance to Town Hall driveway and Route 32. So all kinds of things happening there. And the disc golf targets have been set up. I don't know if anybody's driven by there.
I saw 2 of them.
You saw 2, yeah. He came in today. There was actually, he's got 1, 2, I think there's 3 in the ground, temporarily in the ground. And then there, where the old basketball court used to be, there's still a cement piling for the light pole that used to be there. And it happens to be the perfect size for another one to go on there. So he's going to put one on there as well, probably tomorrow. Well, probably not tomorrow. It's going to be raining. But probably sometime this weekend. So he's very excited. He wanted to thank everybody on the commission for their support. He's been talking to people as they go to the dog park or they're playing pickleball, and they seem to be excited. A few of them have tossed a couple of they're not frisbees, they're disc golf. So he's very happy that he was able to do that. And the lights were on last night at 8:30 when I was driving by. Nobody was playing pickleball, and I couldn't quite see if anybody was tossing any.
So I actually reached out to Mac because somebody got a hold of me during the week and said the lights were on. And I asked Matt about how do the lights go on, and he seemed to indicate they're on a timer.
They are, yeah.
But so they just turn on at, he said they just switched it to 5 o'clock.
It's kind of like you go to a hotel and they've got a hot tub there, and you can turn the dial past 3, and it turns the hot tub on. So on the bathroom wall, there's a timer. You turn it on. So, you can turn it on for an hour. So if they play for an hour and they still want to play, they reset it again, And then if they only play for 15 minutes, it's going to stay on for that hour that they turned it on.
Or if somebody went to the dog park and wanted to turn the lights on to light the path
a little bit. One of those. There was a car there, but I didn't see anybody. So that's what my assumption was. They might have been at the dog park as well. It was like 8:30, though. So I'm like, that's kind of late to take a dog out for a run. But.
Yeah, I guess it's on a timer so that they won't go on after 10.
Correct, yeah. Yeah, just like the lights.
And they don't, and they leave them on there. You know, that'll stay all through the winter.
Yep.
They will winterize the bathrooms, but they do leave. The lights are.
Yeah, they're probably starting to do that now. I know they pretty much shut down the pavilions with the water already. But we're going to try and save that one for last to see what the weather is going to be, because we know other people are out there playing and using the facility. So we'll leave that one till last. So that's it.
I have some comments, but they'll be picked up on because I have a lot of these same subjects elsewhere. So any other questions on director's
on
report?
On that disc golf, do they have the discs right there?
No, they don't.
You bring, people bring in their own.
They can bring their own, yeah. Yeah. They're starting to be now more readily available at, you know, Target, Walmart, that kind of thing.
How much are they, Pete?
I'm not sure. I mean, he just gave me a whole box of them, so I don't...
Well, I was going to say, do we want to buy some so we can leave them there, or would you be...
Well, I'm not sure if you leave them there, they'll stay there, right?
Well, I mean, we've had good luck. We bought, we bought clips and stuff to...
Yeah, there's a couple of missing, but I...
Are there a couple missing?
Yeah, they
might have broke.
I put them back, but, yeah. It's not, I mean, those clips, I don't see a lot of value in them, but they may see value in a disc golf thing. So I mean, I got a box, we can try it. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a short, it's like a miniature golf course.
It's more for just learning
what
you're supposed to do.
Supposedly it only takes you two shots to get it into the chain at the most, but those of us who are not that accurate with their throws they take a few more.
Any other questions?
No
comments. Okay. Report from finance. You get all that, kid?
I got the important bits, I think.
Things are looking very good still at this point. We're almost halfway through the season, through the budget, I should say. So that's always looking good.
So I had some questions on, and most of these are just information because I don't know. On the recreation programs and events. So why isn't basketball on here? Don't you charge for basketball?
Yes.
Did I miss it?
I'm not sure which page you're looking at. So
I'm looking at recreation right here. You listed
this page?
Recreation programs / events.
Oh, that page. I was on the cover page. we're still taking registrations.
What's that now?
We're still taking registrations for it. So
I kind of looked like in last year's reports every month, and I never saw basketball ever appear on this list.
At all last year?
Nope.
Wow.
And how do you do sign-ups on basketball?
It's online. Yeah.
Where?
On the website.
I scoured your website.
The last page. It's on the last page.
Of?
There's three pages.
The track? Web track?
Web track, yeah. Go on Web Track.
Okay.
It's the last page. And there's third and fourth boys, girls, fifth and sixth boys.
All right, I'll look again because I looked at it.
First and second grade,
yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, so you're saying that it'll be added.
Yeah, that'll be on there next month because at that point we're not going to be taking any more registrations.
So, and then the other thing, I was trying to match up the number of participants listed and the fees received, and the numbers weren't matching. And I understand why, because, and I think you've explained this for the dance program. Like, for the dance program, you list 106 residents. But in reality, 208 people have paid to take dance classes. You do the math.
Yeah,
because they take more than one
class,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Right.
And same with non-residents.
Correct.
There's 65 that have paid, You know, so we make a, you know, it's well over, it's almost, it's over $15,000. So, I mean, I thought that was a pretty good number. There's 273
registrations.
People dancing right now. And I don't particularly care if it's the same person dancing 273 times. They're bringing some money in and using the benefit. So, and that's kind of true with gymnastics, has, you know, similar to in karate. So, and I know there's a little lag. I actually went and counted how many people were in each class.
Oh,
and it doesn't quite match. It's like about 20 off, but I think because people are always joining.
Yeah,
so.
Coming and going. Yeah.
And I understand about the where the classes now are like kind of all shut down for most of these programs, and that they have to call, I think, if they wanted to join.
Some of them, yeah. Yeah, once they start, it's difficult to slide somebody in there. Pretty much, if they're not there for the second class, you're not going to get
so
in.
So really, yeah.
We're not
people really can't join.
Yeah,
anymore.
We don't prorate them because the contract we have with the vendor is for per kid. We had occasionally gymnastics, who I think was the last one. There was a kid in it. It's eight classes. I think it was after the third or fourth class, they broke their leg, not in gymnastics, but at home, so they couldn't participate. So, you know, you call the owner, and they said, yeah, half is fine. So,
yeah, and I get the need to do that. I just didn't see where anywhere on our website it said, hey, if you want to still join these classes, call. I didn't see that anywhere.
Glorious so, here.
So that was just a point I wanted to make. Anybody have any?
I have never been more excited in my life to see somebody because I missed you.
Any other any questions about reports on fine? So, Pete, the only other thing is I asked whether we could get some of the balances on some of these projects. I think we would like to see those if we can get them every month.
Every month you want? Okay.
Well, why not? I mean, I don't think it should be that hard. Am I wrong? Or I don't
Right now, Patrick's doing multiple jobs, and you know, I didn't want to put any. I asked him for those balances, but he's got his job. He's doing a lot of the finance director's job, so he's kind of a little over his head as far as the amount of work.
We should be getting the finance director back the end of this week, which is Friday, hopefully. And but right now, we'll get those figures for you at another time, though.
Okay. Do we want to pause for a minute, Gloria? You want us to pause before we go to the next subject, so you can take over? What's that?
Morgan was taking notes. Huh? Morgan was taking notes.
Oh, is that what she said? Yes.
So we've been moving along here.
So wait a minute. You only were happy to see me because I'm...
Well, I also haven't been here for 2 months.
So that's why she was...
Guess who came just for you? Morgan, look who came for you, too. Noah.
I was very sad not to see you when I walked in. That's the first thing I said. I said, where is Gloria?
You're going to regret those words.
Huh? Is there any way you can... So you're ready to roll?
I always come here.
Okay. So we have just finished number 8. We're moving on to number 9, and we're going to switch the... the secretary duties to the esteemed Gloria. Thank you.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Okay, December newsletter.
I'll talk to you after to tell you what my chicken
scratched
me.
Do you
want to
make sure
me?
We got this running?
No, I can see it.
Okay, good.
It's working?
That might be better than my chicken scratch.
December newsletter.
Yeah, it could be. On the second page, you'll see a little bit of that sing-along. And if I can get his flyer prior to this going out, I'm assuming he's going to have a full page one. I'll slap it in here right after the holiday parade picture here that I've got going. So hopefully that'll help out. The home holiday light contest is in there as well. And we've got, I want to say, three of them already that have registered. They usually come like a week and a half before. Once people get their decorations up, they said, yeah, that's pretty good. I'll enter the contest. We have two more floral arrangements classes, which have gone very well. There's at least, I want to say, eight in each of those. So she's pretty excited. And our scavenger hunt, that'll be going out the beginning of, the end of next week, I believe, right after Thanksgiving break. We'll be emailing out to everybody that wants to participate, the sheets with all the businesses in it. Some of the businesses that are involved hand out stuff to the kids as they come in, if they happen to be open at the time. Most of the people start up at the, I think Sheer Timing is the one closest to Waterford that we have. So they'll go into Sheer Timing. She gives them a lollipop. They get the name of the bear. They go home. They're happy. Others do similar stuff like candy or something like that. So the businesses are happy to do it. It brings the people to them, a little recognition of, hey, this is where we are. We're open these hours kind of thing. So we have the ability to have as many as 50 bears out there. We usually get about 35 to 45 is what we've been averaging the last few years. The memorial tree is held the weekend after the parade. I'm pretty sure you guys are all familiar with that. If you have an ornament for a loved one that has passed, you can put it on the tree, right on it. Leave it there if you'd like. They put it up next year or bring in another one. So Linda Jean from Jean Mirror and Glass, she's heading that up. So. And, of course, volleyball is ongoing. We've got 48 people registered. Fortunately, they all don't show up. We had last Wednesday, we had 36 that showed up. So that's a big number.
High
school? Tile.
Tile?
Yeah, we set up two courts, and they're usually, we put six players on each team, and they play, and then the winners play each other, the losers play each other, then they switch teams again. They get in a circle, they count 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, those are the teams. You go back out and have at it again. So, this year we upped the age to 18 because we were getting too many 16 and 17-year-olds, and they were kind of dominating the play, so it was for adults. We allowed them years and years ago because we didn't have any numbers, but now that we do, we bumped it up to 18 again. We only had three kids that were under the age of 18 because we made sure we told them all last year, no more little kids. So it worked out well for us.
So I have my typical monthly comment. I guess I don't know if I'm not speaking English or nobody understands what I'm talking about. But so up in the hello everyone, you say dance, gymnastics, yoga, karate, all starting up new sessions in January. And then like on the bottom of this page, You show karate, gymnastics, dance, and yoga. But then up here, you have this quarter, half a page with yoga. And I made the same comment last month. Why do you continually choose one program? Why don't you give a half a page to everybody? I don't understand it. I don't. And it's frustrating. I don't get it. And I apologize if I'm... But every month, we say the same thing.
Well, yoga has the least amount of kids, people.
But they
kids.
All should be advertised.
Kids and
people.
Karate, so...
I don't know. Does anyone else... should I just give it up? I don't get it. I think we should be fair to all our programs.
So then maybe he should just do, like, how he has that block and just list all the programs and not have, like, a picture or something.
Well, paper's cheap.
It's
we can put two more pieces of paper in here. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Just don't do this. Just list all.
I don't get it. I don't. And I'm,
only
I'm,
if it's like a new program, something new that we're adding, maybe that could go so people see it. And then just do what you did with that little block and just add them all on that other page.
So, I mean, this commissioner, you know, I said my piece. I say it every month. Nothing seems to change. You don't work for me, so if somebody else finds this acceptable, I'll shut
up. So, Rocky, what you're saying...
Well, I'm just saying we should advertise all our programs equally.
So the ones that you're saying here, the karate, the gymnastics, the dance, and the yoga should have at least a half a page,
well,
like
if
others.
Yoga has a half a page, then everybody should have half a page.
Yeah,
I've been saying
agree.
It almost for a year, and yep. Nothing ever gets fixed about it.
If he just does this and not do that, like half a page, that would be fair.
We should be I'm for promoting all our programs. You know, I'm not trying to single one out, but one.
Pete, is that something that you can do? Can you put each one of these programs or on separate pages or split them, put two per page, and would that be?
It shouldn't be that hard.
I mean, anything's possible. I mean, I guess my perspective is a little bit different than Rocky's in all respect. I mean, I really don't think, and some of the feedback that I have gotten is that, hey, I'm not reading that whole thing. It's already 7-8 pages long. You know, I look through at the top, okay, I'll find the dance or I'll find gymnastics, whatever I want, and that's it. I'm not looking through the whole thing because it's too long. But we can, like you said, if it's digital, so we can make it as long as we want. But
can I make a motion?
They're not going to read it. They're not going
to
read it.
It doesn't even necessarily have to be like, you know, a half page per thing. You could just very well have a
page
dedicated to all of them.
Four quarters.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
But treat every
program
equally.
I'm just saying we
equally.
Should be fair to all our programs. That's all. All programs can grow. If they had 1,000 kids, we want 1,100. It shouldn't matter because one of our programs has 10 kids. We want to grow it. We want to grow the big ones. We want to, you know, we want to grow everything.
No, money's so. Green.
Yep. So that's all. That's, again...
And then you can always put, like, when you say upcoming events, when you say, like, karate, you can put page, whatever page being told on.
I'm not even asking for that. It's just
some people don't want to go through all the pages. They can just go straight to the karate or dance or whatever.
You can have, like, the last page could be continual programs or whatever, and just have our four continual programs, and then highlight, you know, like, basketball during basketball season and, you know, that kind of stuff. I'd like to see that, and it sounds like most of the rest of us would like to see it, too. So, any other comments, questions on the newsletter? Okay. Unfinished business. Projects and funding status. The Jardins Park basketball court replacement. That had the setback, and then didn't get out to bid when we thought it would, and now I think it should be getting out soon.
Tomorrow, Patrick told me tomorrow.
I'll let you know.
This afternoon, yeah.
I've been looking for it.
I got my fingers crossed as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I understand, you know, when you estimated the cost, you were kind of figuring they were going to mill and just blacktop, and the engineers didn't think they could get anybody, get some any equipment down there to mill it.
Right.
So they figured they're just going to rip it up anyway.
Right.
So that's unfortunate. I wish we knew that.
Yeah, because the number we got was from a contractor.
Right. So I get it.
Yep. We'll make it work.
The Desjardins Park playscape, I'll take that off. That's done, like Pete says. Ended up with a new the new playscape, a new swing set. I think I didn't see the bench. So you said there's a bench down there. We had put on the list a long time ago. Do we have a picnic table we can get down there at some point? Or can we buy one to get down there?
Yeah, you have to buy one, yeah.
I mean, I know you bought a few new ones. I don't know if one can reside down there at some point. I think that would be a... And then we can, I think, close that down once the basketball gets done, if it gets done.
Put it right on the side.
Would you want one of those plastic ones like we've been buying?
Whatever you think is the most durable for down there, probably.
The wooden ones are lasting more than a year and a half if they're in the elements.
I'd get one of those plastic ones. And if you need, you know, to try to find some money, just come back.
Yep.
And we'll try to find you some money for it. That's why I was kind of looking to see what kind of money was left on any of these other projects.
Oh, yeah.
I know we can't just
use it. I usually purchase it out of the equipment line item over here.
But you have, I'm sure, other things also. So, okay, Camp Oakdale basketball court replacement. I was there Monday, and I had, I don't know, you can't really see it. They have the one, if anybody wants to see it.
It's the ones that you posted on Facebook, right?
Yes. So they got the one, looks like one of two coats down. I haven't been back there, so I don't know if they've been back
there. Yeah, I was
there
Monday. I haven't been back as a basketball, so it's been crazy.
But it definitely needs another coat because of the levels and stuff, so I'm not sure what the holdup is. And I think Pete mentioned they're going to try to get that finished up, get the new baskets in, but they won't paint the lines till spring.
Right.
Because they probably won't really take right now. And that makes sense. I mean, it's and then Camp Oakdale Pavilion repairs, again, we won't talk about this anymore. That's done. I went down there. All the outlets are done. It looks beautiful. It really does. Really, really happy with how that came out. And the bathrooms are painted, and then the small pavilion's painted. And a lot of positive comments from the townspeople on all that area. So... that's good. We can stop talking about that for now until we get our master plan. I put this on there, temporary disc golf at Dog Park, and the reason I put it on is because, Pete, we never voted to authorize that to happen. So I figured we'd...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was kind of surprised when I saw him.
Everybody was like, nodding
their heads. We were, but we never really did anything.
It was
so
only
I just,
the one this time, it was going to be put on this minute.
But he installed them already. So that's why I just want to play catch up.
That's why they're temporary in case you change your mind. You just take them right back out again.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the offer to put temporary disc golf, whatever you call
targets.
Them.
Targets.
Targets. Targets behind the pickleball courts.
Mr. Matheson, seconds.
All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Okay, motion passed. We're good. Thank them for getting a jump on it for us. Yeah, I wish we could figure some way to get some discs down there, because people that want to learn, you know, I don't know how we get the word out that they're down there. Maybe we'll just have to just try, just start some social media or something. If you want to just
take
try.
Take some pictures once he's got it.
But people
he's
aren't,
got one more to go.
People aren't really apt to go buy some of these discs, you know, just to see if they want to learn how to play. So I don't know. It's a,
how many do you have in your office?
Probably 24.
How many do you need to play?
One.
So how about if they could build like a little box that they could put some in and see how long it takes before they go? He's shaking his head no.
She's trusting soul.
Like I said, I've been very happy with, we have the squeegees and some other things down at the pickleball courts that have not disappeared.
This is next to the dog.
And they'll be even more protected when we ever get cameras down there.
I know. Frisbee dog.
Isn't that like.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I mean,
it's just.
They could.
It'd be nice
know.
If they were there so people could try them.
Yeah.
I would say just put a little box here, put four or six of them in there, and see what happens.
And put a camera around there so people think there's a camera.
Put a sign that says there is a camera, even though there isn't.
Right property at Parks and Recreation.
Yeah. And then
try and find it somewhere.
Say, there's
maybe a sign,
like
just
a,
please return them when you're
like
finished.
A thing
well, I mean,
at Aldi
you could just put one in each basket.
Right, AirTag enclosed.
Yeah, put property at Park and Rec, put one in each basket, and see what happens.
Not a bad.
You may find them on the pickleball court, but. They're still there.
Well, that person's hand-eye coordination was not good.
Okay. Job description committee, there's actually under new business some dates on here. That doesn't seem to be working with some of the members here, so I'm going to end up pulling that off until we can figure out when we can get together. Website improvement right now, we haven't really done any more on that. Carnival committee update. I'll let Morgan update us.
Are we under contract?
I saw an email this afternoon, but I didn't have time to open it. So I had talked to him on the phone that he was sending it. So, okay. And the little blurb just said contract. So
okay.
I just haven't had time to open it up and all look right. at it but, or forward it to you guys. I've been putting rosters and schedules together because I'm not going to be here next week. And basketball starts the Monday I get back, so they all need their rosters and when they're practicing, where they're practicing, and all that fun stuff. So,
all right.
Yep, well, I'll get it to you tomorrow when I get in.
So with that means that we now have a 5-year contract with the Tim that did the carnival last year, which means that we have all of our dates set for 5 years. For when the carnival will be. So we'll be able to schedule everything ahead of time, get new food trucks, get other vendors to come in for, I really don't want a clown, but if the people want a clown, I'll do a clown. But
no clowns.
But having it under a 5-year contract just makes it so much easier for the planning purposes of this. So we'll be good.
Yeah, and just for full disclosure, Pete had another vendor reach out to him that looked very interesting. We were having trouble, nailing Tim down with these dates. The other vendor looked good, but, the committee decided that staying with Comerford, we had an excellent experience with them last year, and he was willing to sign this fight, 5-year contract. Obviously, there's potential for outs from both sides, but it looks like a good partnership. We were really happy with them. So,
yeah.
Okay. Parks master plan. I don't think anything. I'm not sure who took action on that. Was someone supposed to reach out to? CLA or anybody to talk to them or?
I don't recall.
Okay. So Nothing going on with that yet. Okay, program/facility fees. Anybody that grabbed a packet, I had forgot to send this out. The last couple pages were some information that Pete put together on our rental fees for various towns and our town, and then some of our program fees. And what brought that up is when someone was looking to rent the pickleball courts. We didn't know.
Right.
I don't know. What did you end up charging them?
I didn't charge them a thing.
They didn't come.
They didn't come back.
Okay.
It kind of fell through. There was like four or five people who were all excited about it, but couldn't get the rest of the company to buy into it, so they just let it go by the wayside. They didn't even rent the pavilion either, for that matter. So.
Okay. So this was what Pete put together so we could look at, what some of the other towns are doing. East Lyme's a little, when you look at their pavilion rentals, it's a little, it's not comparable. They're right down by the water. So, right? That's McCook.
Yeah.
That's the pavilion down in McCook's Point, I think.
Yeah.
but, so Pete and I passed back a couple emails today. I kind of put this in a little different format to list pickleball court, Camp Oakdale Pavilion, the fields, the classes. I listed
the items, yeah.
8 or 9 items that we potentially can rent, and P and I will try to throw some numbers in there and maybe present something for the next meeting.
I just have a question. So when you say I'm looking at karate once a week. Residents pay $60, non-residents $65. Instructor fee is $50 for that one class.
Per person.
Yeah. Okay, so that's all per person now. Okay.
Yeah. One of the things that was interesting to me was the East Lyme fee for their pavilion. They have split the pavilions up into half day rentals. So if you're renting it, for instance, for us, instead of $50 for the whole day, it would be $50 for half the day. And if you wanted it for the full day, you'd pay another $50. Maybe something we want to think about, but
yeah,
how would you split the day up? 8 to 2 and then 3 to 9? I don't know. Is there time to get them out of there and clean it up before? I mean, that would be a whole nother.
You have the manpower to clean up between.
Well, they're supposed to clean up after themselves, but you know how that goes sometimes.
So that's something I wanted to get
something
on.
Something to put in your mind.
Like I said, get on here so we can talk about it every month. Pete and I will try to put something a little more
together
and talk about it next month. Community Center. The Community Center I wanted to get on here mainly so I can press our liaison. So we, in June we finished up our recommendations, presented them to the town council. July meeting, town council acknowledged that, they wanted to, they got our recommendations. August, there was a motion to form a building committee and what that should consist of. And then we've had September and October and November, and nothing's happening. So,
I was just texting with the chair, and he said he does have an update for me. But I'm going to call the town clerk tomorrow and see where we are and get it moving.
Because I was expecting some sort of formal notification back from the town council that they want one of our members to join that committee.
I thought I told you that.
I would think we'd get something more formal.
I
know it's written, but I would think because you need to start interviewing people, right?
Right.
I mean, that's what I mean. I thought there would be a little more
we need,
formality.
There's three. I've never done this before. There's three people from the community that will have to be interviewed for
committee. And again, I hate to think we did what we did, and you know this has been going on for a long time, and I just don't want it to languish.
No, it's not going to. I promise.
Okay.
So I have a question.
I want to get it on here, and we're gonna, you know, try to get updates.
So I'm going back to the F. Program and facility fees. So they have these. How much do towns make off a program? So, like, is there a certain percentage that a town will make off a program? Like, say...
They make the difference between what we charge the resident and what we pay the instructor.
So, like, yoga. I'm just saying... So, like,
sorry.
Do they, you try to make 10%?
It's not 10%.
Okay.
It's the...
And so the yoga... They get 50, so we get $10 from each resident that comes.
We make the town, right, that's what
so
the...
So is there like a percentage that you're supposed to get? Or it's
no,
just
it's what, I don't know whether the commission set these rates at one time.
It was before my time.
I just wonder how it works, that's all.
That's how it works.
Okay, that's all.
Yep.
Thank you.
I'm trying to keep it as affordable.
I know you do, because I know some people that are doing the yoga.
All right, so back to G. So that's why G's on there. I just want to keep this prodding along, moving along. Okay, any questions on the community center? All right, new business. To consider and act on a motion to set the 2025 regular monthly meeting dates of the Park and Rec Commission. The scheduled meeting dates are as follows: January 15th, 19th, March 19th, April 16th, May 21st, June 18th, June 16th, August 20th, September 17th, October 8th, November 19th, December 17th. All meetings will be held at 6:30 p.m. in the Town Council chambers.
When's Juneteenth?
Excuse me?
When's Juneteenth?
Doesn't matter.
19th.
Yeah.
The 19th.
Okay.
The June.
Great. Oh, wait. So moved.
No. I made a motion.
Commissioner Matheson
seconds. Seconds.
Okay. Discussion.
Done.
Done.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Pete. Sorry.
Well, seeing how the 18th is 2 days before the carnival, you may want to go the week before, maybe?
Huh?
I didn't see a problem meeting that night.
Just another night.
We would excuse you if you couldn't be here. Just October 8th is a different date because of a town council conflict. They booked the Wednesday night that we were supposed to be here.
That was my question.
That's why that one's different.
Okay.
Huh? I ran these by Katie, and you know they don't conflict with any holidays.
We're going to maintain the third Wednesday of the month,
except for October 8th.
October,
yeah.
Which is what we're doing now.
Correct. So, and I made this in a little form that I'll send to Katie if we approve this. So why don't we do a? Any other questions on? Okay, why don't we do a, do we need a voice vote on this, or, yes, okay, no.
No money.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the ayes have it, motion carried. Okay, to consider and act on a motion to set the 2025 regular monthly meeting dates of the Park and Recreation Commission Carnival Committee. The scheduled meeting dates are as follows: January 8th, February 5th, March 5th, April 9th, May 7th, June 4th, June 11th,
July
11th, thank you, November 5th. All meetings will be held at 6 p.m. in room 102.
Commissioner Matheson, seconds.
Any discussion?
What did I do wrong?
Who am I bringing?
You made the motion. You didn't say you were making the motion.
Oh.
So moved.
Huh? Now I second the motion.
I'll have to change the to consider and act on that I or we are making or I am making. Yeah. All right. All right. So Mr. Carver made that motion.
Mr. Matheson seconds.
Okay. Discussion? This is basically, Morgan pointed out to me, I've only been going to these for 3 years, that it's not the same night that we have this meeting that we do it the first week. and, you know, we cancel some, we don't do it all year round. We cancel some of them. So, and again, I sent this to Katie. Katie verified we could have room 108 on these nights.
102.
No conflicts with anybody else. So, mm-hmm. Any other?
You're getting your numbers all mixed up.
What?
It's 102, not 108.
I looked right at 102 and I said 108. Did I really?
Yeah, you did.
Excuse me.
Did you?
Okay. I don't think you do. All right, any further discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion passed. C, I am not going to read. I withdraw, make a motion to withdraw that motion.
So moved.
Commissioner Matheson seconds.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Shouldn't
no, I'm sorry, discussion.
Oh, wait, no, it was just supposed to be seconded.
Shouldn't that have been done during the adjustments?
Okay, huh? That's good. Oh, yeah, I did make a motion, yes.
Yeah, I second, and I moved to second the motion.
Any discussion? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? The ayes have it. We'll take that up when we can figure out when we can get together.
Yeah.
Communications. No. Remarks from the public.
Me.
You have your own spot.
A communication.
Oh.
So I just wanted to let the commission know that at our town council meeting last week, that Carol Howard, who was a resident in town, wanted everybody to know, and I will pass this on to Public Works as well, that she was at a youth football game, and she was very impressed by the facilities and how well taken care of everything is up at the camp. And I said I'd pass that on.
What was her name?
Carol Howard. That's very nice.
Okay, thank you. Remarks from the public. Was that remarks from the public or communications?
Communications.
Okay, remarks from the public. Mr. Mayor, nothing?
No.
Okay.
Wait, you skipped Southard.
I have, we're not there yet. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay, remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
Have a nice Thanksgiving, everybody. And hope to see you all at the parade. Oh, you know what? I forgot to mention the farmer's market, holiday market, went very, very well. It was packed.
It was nice.
There was a lot of vendors. I saw Deb, and yeah, that's it.
It was packed.
Yeah.
It was nice. A lot of work.
Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Very nice. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Well, she stole my thunder. Because it did go very, very well. It must have been because my wife spent like $200 over there. my grandson didn't want anything to do with Santa and Mrs. Claus, but he was all over the Grinch. Go figure. You know, he's high-fiving the Grinch and everything. He wouldn't go near Santa Claus. But I will be at our state conference on Monday. And I wanted to touch base with that mirror company that we looked at for the carnival,
mm-hmm.
and talk to them about, I suspect they'll be there. They've been there the last 2 years. And a lot of times you'll have companies that do master plans. at those conferences as well. So I'll see if I can touch base with some of those and kind of get an idea what kind of funding we would need above and beyond what we currently have. But other than that, again, have a great Thanksgiving.
Where's that at, Pete?
The casino.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not staying overnight. Well, I am, but it's at my house.
Do you get to take the company car?
I don't even take the company car, no.
All right, thank you. Remarks from commissioners. John?
None.
I have a remark. The Southeast Connecticut Council of Governments is putting together like a green space map that has all the green spaces in Southeast Connecticut. That might be something cool to include either on our webpage, on the website, or somehow hyperlink on the newsletter. So folks who are looking for a green space that might not be so obvious and at the front of your mind, you can just pop open that map and see what's one close to their house. They're making it. That's it. That's my remark.
Thank you. Deb?
I'm fine.
Bill?
Just like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving and enjoy.
Okay. Morgan?
Happy Thanksgiving, and I'm just happy to see you guys.
It's good to be here. Glad you're off travel short term. Commissioner Stone, yeah, but same, wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. I get to have two of them this year. And I do want to thank everybody for their hard work. We've gotten a lot done this year, again, with Public Works and the Town Council support. And the public seems very happy with a lot of the projects we've been able to get done this year. So I'm thankful for that.
I'd like to make a point for the record. I did show up to the meeting last time, just merely on the wrong date. I was a week late, even though I suggested the date that we changed to. I was a week late. For the record.
Okay. There's no objections. Let's adjourn the meeting at 7:32.
So. Second. So moved.
So moved. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye.